Today's devotional is 2 Peter 3, 10 to 13. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the heavenly bodies will be burned up and dissolved, and the earth and the works that are done on it will be exposed. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set on fire and dissolved, and the heavenly bodies will melt as they burn. But according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. As a refresher, yesterday we read the verses about a day being as 1,000 years with the Lord and vice versa. And God's patience should not be mistaken as slowness, since God wants all to come to repentance. However, while God has given everybody an opportunity to repent, at the same time, the time to repent is now. Peter writes in verse 10 that the day of the Lord, that day when Jesus returns to bring God's judgment, will come like a thief. The day of the Lord will come suddenly and unexpectedly. When that happens, there will be a lot of changes, to say the least. The heavenly bodies, perhaps referring to the sun, moon, and stars, will be burned up and dissolved, and everything will be exposed. Everything being exposed reminds us of Jesus' teaching of building your house on the rock versus the sand. In that image, the storm exposes the house's foundation. If we build our house on the rock by listening to Jesus' words and doing them, things will be fine. But if we did not, the weak foundation will be exposed in disaster. Likewise, the works that are done on earth will one day be exposed on the day of the Lord as Jesus judges each person. In verse 11, Peter asks the big question of, so what? If this was a sermon, verse 11 would be the clear so what moment where we shift to application mode. Actually, here, it's not even a question. Peter just tells the people, basically, since all of this is going to happen when Jesus returns, you ought to live a holy and godly life, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. We are called to wait for the day of God, to know that it will happen one day soon, but we're also called to hasten it. What does hastening the coming of the day of God mean? I think hastening means doing our part and realizing God's kingdom on earth. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, we do not determine when Jesus will come back. The Father alone knows that. But we have an active role to play in doing God's will here on earth as it is in heaven. One aspect of hastening means repenting ourselves and living in holiness, as Peter writes about. Being set apart for God and not giving into the temptations of the world. We're called to grow in our faithfulness, love, and worship for God, as after the day of the Lord, we will spend eternity loving and worshiping our God face to face. Another aspect of hastening the day of God also means sharing the news to others so that others would repent as well. God does not desire anybody to perish, but for all to come to Him. So we pray for our neighbors, we bless them, we serve them, and we're on the lookout for opportunities to explicitly speak the good news to them. What are the ways that you have been called to hasten the coming of the day of God? Personally, are you seeking to grow in holiness and godliness? And interpersonally, are you desiring your neighbors to grow in their love for God as well? Another way to ask this is, what are the works that God has given you now to prepare for the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness dwells? Sometimes our investments in God's kingdom may take patience on our end. For example, learning faithfulness to God doesn't happen overnight. And God shaping our characters won't happen in just 1 week, but it will happen over a period of weeks or years. And the prayers that we sow for others as well may not be answered right away, but we can be sure that God hears them and is working in His timing. The works that are done on earth will be exposed on the day of the Lord. So any kingdom work right now is a worthwhile investment. I think likely when Peter wrote this, the church needed to hear this. They needed this encouragement to cling to God's promise of his coming. That's why he wrote this. And in the same way, we can receive this encouragement to not give up. So today, let's remember how we've been called to hasten the coming of the day of God. And let's pray that we would be found faithful in carrying out those ways. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this passage, and God, thank you for this reminder that the day of the Lord is coming, and Lord, the time to do your will, the time to repent, and the time to hasten it is now. God, I pray that for the things that you have called us to be faithful in, whether in action or in praying for others, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful and to do our part in hastening your kingdom coming. Lord, we look forward to that day, and we pray that you would grow and prepare our hearts more and more each day. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.